From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Michael Brown reporting. French authorities took a hard line Saturday on what presidential frontrunner Emmanuel Macron called a massive hacking attack on his campaign, warning on the eve of the vote that anyone spreading the information could be committing a crime. Macron's team is blasting the leak against his campaign after a flood of internal documents were released online late Friday. Polls show Macron leads by double digits over the far-right candidate Marine Le Pen, who aides called the leak unprecedented in French voting. British Prime Minister Theresa May is appealing to voters to give her a mandate to take into the Brexit negotiations. Speaking on the campaign trail Saturday, May said only a vote for her and her ruling Conservative Party in the British general election on June 8th would ensure that Britain had the strong, stable leadership it needed to get the best deal for Britain from Brexit.
I need a strong negotiating hand, because when it comes to the choice at the general election, people must remember this: there'll be 27 other European countries on one side of the table and only one person there to stand up for the UK. And the question at the general election is who will give that strong and stable leadership, me or Jeremy Corbyn?
Although the Conservatives gained more than 500 councillors in Thursday's local elections, May insisted she was taking nothing for granted. Labour Party leader Jeremy Corbyn called Thursday's results disappointing and said there were huge challenges leading up to next month's vote.
This election isn't about Brexit itself. That issue was the subject of the referendum. This question is now, what sort of Brexit do we want? And what sort of country do we want to be in the future? And who can really be trusted to put working people first?
This is VOA News.